Okay, so we want to talk a little bit about what we just did. You've heard us say this in a thousand different ways. We've suggested this to each of you, likely in your own pursuit of that which you desire. You recognize undoubtedly all the attributes, things we've discussed at length, giving explanation, illumination, expansion of these ideas, et cetera, et cetera. We do want to point out that this is a template. We do not recommend at all that you assiduously try to follow the pattern we laid out. What we recommend that you do is that you listen to this perhaps again and again, two or three, four or five times. Use it, see if you like it. If you do like it, then begin to approach it as though it is what it is, in fact. It is an idea being floated over to you through your powerful desire for you to use and make your own. No one knows better than you what actually will work here. And this may be the beginning of you recognizing you already know how to do this. And it may be much simpler than the way we've laid it out. It may not follow the same quote-unquote rules. We're laying out a couple of quote-unquote rules to point to two or three different things. One of the rules that we're laying out is the Jacks are better idea. That's because we're pointing out that intuition is the reason why manifesting occurs. Intuition is the gate that keeps the things you don't want from the things you do want. That sounds like a much bigger deal than it is, a much, much, much bigger deal than it is. It's like, it's not the same thing as a red rope at a nightclub. It's not the same thing as having even a filter between you and the water coming through your tap. What it is you literally will not give yourself that which you desire if it does not feel better. So intuition isn't a guardian. It isn't a gatekeeper. It's you and how you treat your reality. That's why thoughts feel better, because they're aligned and you're aligned. They're aligned with being funk, and you're aligned with thinking them. That's why words that you say feel better. You're aligned with saying them, and they're aligned with being spoken. And alignment is the name of the game. Alignment is everything. Without alignment, nothing happens. It all just spins around in a circle. You could definitely imagine being out of alignment, but you can't, in fact, be out of alignment. It's not possible. And that includes your manifesting reality. It is highly aligned. And we know that you don't think that because of the way you perceive it and what you've trained yourself to believe in your perceiving. But that is indeed the case. So again, the one rule we're trying to lay out because of what it means is Jacks are better to begin. You do have to feel better in the intending. You don't have to feel better if you're going to intend, but your intending will go nowhere. It will be a further amplification of desire, no question, but it's not going to, quote unquote, accomplish the thing you desire. So one of the things that we also recommend that you notice is that in having the idea of giving yourself the power to allow that which is rising up to meet you, giving yourself that idea that it does need to match what you actually want. We don't say that explicitly in this quote-unquote guided meditation, but we do guarantee that the very thing that is happening here, if you spend some time in your imagination, you're going to find the thing you actually want, and that feel better is telling you, oh, this is actually what you do want. Now, the second rule we're laying out is that on the back end, and this is a little bit more complex than that which we just spoke, but on the back end, you know when it's time to go. But you also know that there are times when it's time to go that it feels better to stay, which sounds contradictory because if you're using the brilliance of logic and linear thinking to apply to metaphysics, it's going to sound like, well, no, I should just follow the instructions to get out. get out and get on and go. Now, sometimes it feels better to linger and to turn around and to break all the rules and to say, okay, yeah, I've done the meditation. I've done the imagining. I've done the intending. I felt better. It peaked, it fell, it crested. Yada, yada, yada. That's fine. But now I'm going to turn around and I'm going to squeeze this goddamn lemon and I'm going to get every bit of juice I can out of this feeling and out of this thought. We do recommend it if it feels better. Then further, we recommend that unlike kind of the everybody is nice to everybody else and that's why good things happen to good people aspect of the New Age, that you turn around and essentially what we were suggesting, we don't mean this in any literal sense, is that you basically punch in the nose the very thing you just desire. Because what we understand that you may believe, and it could be true for you, so don't take this as an absolute truth. Take it as a guideline, as a template to borrow and then further amplify and edit and make changes to. But haunting something, we're not talking about other people. We're not talking about actual lions or, you know, cats of any sort. Don't taunt your cat. It's not very nice and you won't enjoy what happens. But when you're dealing with thoughts, if you turn and basically are taunting a thought and saying, is that the best you can do? Is that it? You're engaging vibrationally with an idea that you might have been worshiping prior to that moment. If you put yourself in the place of, yeah, I have it, and it annoys me a little bit, there's some power in that. Because you're treating the thought as what it actually is, something that is there to help you. But the thing is that unlike in your culture, where if you're mean to people or helpful, they'll just spit in your face and turn and leave, thoughts don't follow that same pattern. That's cultural construct, because you're supposed to be nice to people who are being good to you. And if they don't think you're being nice to them, they will punish you. We're not saying that's right or wrong. We're just saying, if you think about thoughts as being other people, you're going to be missing a whole lot of what's going on. Because other people are your thoughts and expression, there's no question. But they're further removed from you. They're externalized. So the thoughts that you have in your own mind, they're there to help you. And they're really like puppies that just want to play. And if you taunt them, they'll come back at you with more energy, with a little grin on their thoughty faces saying, yeah, okay, let's do that. That's fun. Like, let's amp up. That's fun. That's what we're pointing at. And again, this is a template. It is not a pattern that needs to be followed. It is not an instruction writ on high and brought down from Mount Olympus or from Mount Ararat and told, thus thou shalt do. We absolutely positively never ever give you any such thing, because that is not our role. That is also not reminiscent or reflective of who you are, because you are the one who is delivering from atop Mount Ararat. You are the one who is delivering the message. You are Zeus, you are Jehovah, you are whatever it is that you consider to be the top, because you're the one who's at the center of all of this. We're here reminding you of that. So today, we recommend you take this and play with it. Make it your own. Listen to the recording if you wish. Sit in the meditation if you wish. But pay attention to what is happening. So the final thing we'll say here today as we bring this series of conversations to a close is this. That something wonderful is indeed occurring, no doubt. Something amazing, something powerful, something delightful that you are intentionally manifesting. You're sitting in the middle of all of your manifesting forms. They're curated, they're exquisite, they're perfect. And as perfect as they are, as amazing as they are, as delicious as they are, more and more and more and more is being added. So we'll leave you with this by saying that as wonderful and as delightful and as delicious and as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.